Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows,
Cobra Archery,
Camp Chef,
Novix Outdoors,
and caffeine support provided by Deer Camp Coffee.
Welcome to the VHP Live Podcast, coming to you from Boyne, Michigan at the Total Archery Challenge. It's kind of a cool day today, man. It's what's the weather today? Weather's about
70. Beautiful.
Yeah, 70.
But you're not, this view right here is really nice, too.
We're
on the practice range looking up the hill.
We're sitting on the Bear Archery practice range, brought to you by Bear, who is sitting with us. Alec, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for having us. This is great, man. What a great day.
Beautiful view, beautiful weather. You can't really beat it. So, tell us a little bit about the event that we have out here. This is what we're on day two or three right now.
Yep, day two. So this is actually the this is the fifth event this year, or fourth event. I'm sorry. So first one was down in San Antonio, and then we had one in Tennessee, and last weekend was Pennsylvania. So it's there's a total of 10 events this year, all around the U.S. After this one, it goes to South Dakota, then Colorado, Montana, and then it heads to Utah for 2 weeks, and then they'll end up in Vermont.
Awesome. So you travel along with them the whole way?
Yep. So I'll be at all but two events, but we'll have a team and the same presence at all the events. So we'll definitely be out here. We've got a few traditional bows for people to shoot. We've got a novelty shot going on, so it's definitely a good time.
So tell us a little bit about what you guys have here. I mean, you got all your bows set out, I see. You guys have the range set out. What do you guys, can people come up and just shoot your bows, or how does it work?
Yeah, so we've got our compound lineup on display, so people can check out the latest and greatest on the compound line. And then we've got traditional bows kind of laid out for people to shoot. But we're also offering a novelty shot or a paid shoot where we're giving away one winner this weekend will be selected to pick a bow of their choice. So it can be a compound, crossbow, or trad bow. They also get to pick a bundle of Trophy Ridge accessories, so sight, rest, quiver, stabilizer, and release. We hook them up with a bundle of broadheads, and then they get $250 to scent lock.
That's awesome.
So the way that the novelty shot works, it's pretty neat. So we've got two cinnamon bears, or two small bears, lined up on the range over there. The one's at 64 yards, and they've got a 12 ring it. And then the other one's at 30 yards, and they're using our trad gear, and they've got a 10 ring it. So for every one that they hit, they get an entry into the drawing. And, like I said, tomorrow we'll draw a winner, and they'll get to go through our catalog and have some fun.
Cool. Tell us what's going on with the bear truck behind us here.
Yep. So that's kind of like the grand prize. So that's another novelty shot. Obviously, we hooked up the truck. It's a Chevrolet Trail Boss wrapped in Fred Bear camo. And then we worked with a number of other partners that completely decked it out in just all the adventure gear that you would ever want.
A little bit of overland equipment there, nice tent on top.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
And so that's the caribou target. It's 111 yards, and you have to 12 ring it. It's about the size of a snuff can, and it's in or out, so you can't be touching the line. And then for every one that you hit, you get put into the drawing. And for that one, you're competing against everybody else in the tour. So at the end of the Vermont show, they'll do a drawing of everybody that hit that shot, and one guy will walk away with the keys of that truck.
Awesome. So anybody can take the shot, or how does that work?
Yep, so it's $15 a shot.
Cool.
Or you can buy 11 shots for $150.
Nice. Have you had anybody this weekend that has hit it?
So this morning we had, it was up to 3 people this weekend.
Awesome.
But last weekend, the team that came out, or the guys that came out to Pennsylvania, were just drilling it. I think they had a total of 20 or 25 people that hit it last weekend.
Wind in their favor, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
How many total entries do you think will be in it?
So in years past, it's been between 40 and 50, but this year we're going to have quite a few more.
Some good odds, though, either way.
Yeah.
I think Dave's going to take a shot before we leave. Right.
Better than a lottery ticket.
No, that's pretty awesome, yeah, man.
We'll get Uncle Bob to do it.
There you go.
With the trad bow, too.
Bob will do it with a traditional. That's there you go. Uncle Bob will shoot that thing.
I feel like if he hits it with the traditional, he just gets the truck. There's no more game.
Yeah, so right?
Just aim halfway up the hill.
Exactly. It was kind of funny. I thought we were sitting here a little bit earlier today, and there's this deer that comes down from the top of the hill a little bit. I'm like, man, that thing's in a dangerous spot out there. Somebody's going to think it's one of those new moving targets.
Somebody's going to jail.
Venison tacos tonight.
No,
there
are
so many targets here. How many targets do you think they have in this tour?
That's a question we get quite often. We were talking to the staff, and they've got about 350 to 400 targets.
Wow.
Holy cow.
How long does it take to set up something like this?
So they literally, as soon as the event's done, they start tearing down the course tomorrow at 4 p.m., and then they pack up, and they're on the road to the next event, especially now that it's week to week.
Yeah.
Before, they had a few weeks in between the events, but now it's just about every week that they're having it. So they pack up as fast as they can, and they're on the road to the next spot.
Awesome.
Crazy.
Well, you couldn't have really have asked for better weather today, at least. I know people are saying it was pretty hot yesterday, but the weather today is absolutely phenomenal for this. Light little breeze, but not too shabby at all.
How's something like this work? Do they pull a truck up and just start grabbing them?
So they've got several side-by-sides, and they just start pulling them off the rebar that they're in the ground with right now, throwing them in the truck, and then they go into the semi-trailer over here and into their appropriate bins. So they do swap out the inserts. So some of them you can see are already getting hammered. So when the event starts, 99% of the targets look like they're pretty brand new.
Awesome.
So Alec, I did a live feed yesterday on Instagram, and I was showing off a bare bow on that live feed. And one of the comments that came up from the viewers was that it was the inception. And one of the comments that came up, and because it's a ready-to-hunt type package, it was just that Bear dominates the middle-class market right there, the ready-to-hunt packages. Anything in that middle ground, they just dominate it. Mm-hmm. I have to say I actually agree with that 100%, and I said that on the show yesterday. I just feel like you guys have done such a great job of really helping hunters get out there for good price points and not, overextending prices or anything like that. I mean, what would you say the success is to that for Bear? I mean, I feel like you guys have really done a good job on it.
So it all started when Fred started the company. He was all about getting everybody involved in the sport and making sure the equipment was available to everyone. And that's still very important to the company today, and it goes into when we're talking about new products or bringing something new to the market. We want to make sure that it's suited for the majority and not the minority. And it's the success has kind of just fueled our fire, and we kind of have established dominance in that area of the market, and it's something that we like to run with, and we'll continue to run with it. We finalized our lineup for 2022 bows, and
ooh, what do you got?
Oh,
I can't say too much about it, but we're keeping the momentum going.
Awesome.
We were having a killer 2021. We had a killer 2020, and we're just going to keep rolling with it. And I think on all accounts, crossbows, compounds, and recurves, the industry is going to be very happy with what we bring to the table.
That's awesome. First of all, let me say this. What I really love about Bear is that you guys are all about the hunt, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's your focus. That's what you guys do. You guys support hunters. You're all for hunters, which is absolutely awesome. Within that hunting segment, have you seen traditional become more popular in the last couple of years?
We cannot build traditional bows fast enough right now. We're seeing a ton of guys that have shot compounds their entire life that are just looking to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And if you've shot a recurve, you know it is a riot.
Yeah.
And especially if you get a group of guys, I mean, whether you're hunting with it or just shooting it socially, to come out and be able to fling arrows at these targets, it's so much more efficient. You'll have 5 good shots and 4 bad ones that follow it. And it drives some of these guys crazy because you think it looks so easy. And then you try it, and it's like, 6 feet over the back or 4 feet short. And it's right now we're just seeing huge growth numbers, especially with the introduction of the Mag Riser. A lot of guys are picking that bow up, liking the weight, liking that it's a machined handle. And it's something that we're bringing a few more toys to the market this fall.
I can tell you if it's got a good grip, Dave will love it. So.
The Golden Dave Grip Award.
Yeah, with Bow Hunter Planet, we're going to be launching our Golden Arrow Award voting coming up soon. And we have a special award called the Dave Golden Grip Award because that's how Dave bases his like on bows first and foremost is what's the grip like? So it's pretty pretty fun there.
How dare you? I don't appreciate your tone.
Well, we'll get you guys set up with the recurves that we got here, and we're going to put it to the test. So.
Yeah, so walk us through your traditional lineup. You know, we don't hear a lot about the traditional lineup. Mm-hmm. What do you guys have?
So Fred patented the takedown, which is basically the three-piece design, the latch system, so the limbs come off, easy for transport, packs down into a nice size. So on the takedown side of things, you've got the 50th anniversary, which this is the last year for that bow. We'll still have the wood takedown. It just won't have the gold medallion 50th anniversary. We've got the Mag Riser, which is new this year. And then you get into the recurves and longbows. So kind of working down the line, you've got your Kodiak or 59 Kodiak reproduction, which is very popular. And then you've got your Super Kodiak, your Super Grizzly, your Grizzly, which is probably the most popular recurve, just price point. Doesn't require a huge financial commitment, but shoots the lights out.
Okay.
And then you get into your Kodiak Mag, Super Mag 48, Cheyenne, and then your Ensemble and Montana longbow.
Awesome. I was thinking about traditional a lot lately, actually. Netflix released the latest season of Alone. Mm-hmm. And just watching, and I don't know if everybody knows what Alone is, but you got 10 guy or I think it's 10 or 11 guys and girls that go out in Alaska, or not even Alaska, it's out in the Arctic. And they try to survive alone. Nothing but 10 items they get to bring with them, and a lot of people bring a traditional bow, and it's pretty exciting to watch them hunt that stuff.
Oh, it's hilarious.
So I won't ruin the season, but some of the big game that they are able to take shots at is quite amazing what you can do with those traditional bows. So.
Well, there's I don't want to say too much about it either, but it's funny. I'll get people that text me, and every time a bear bow shows up in this season, they're like, there's bear bow on the alone. No kidding.
It's pretty awesome to watch, man.
I think it's interesting when what I like to see is I never realized how good they were going to be with them. And I'm watching the show, and the dude shoots a squirrel, and I'm like, really? I'm like, dude, like, I mean, it looks so hard to hit. Like, I was thinking, like, how did he hit that? Then he goes back, and he's been shooting traditional bows his whole life, this guy. And I was like, well, that makes more sense. I mean, he's dominant then. He has a huge advantage, right?
I mean, some of the distance shots, too. I mean, those things are no joke. They can reach out fairly far. Yeah. I mean, they'll give you a run for your money, that's for sure.
And we should get Dave to sign up for a loan.
Yeah, right.
Just to get rid of them, you mean?
No.
You guys know I'm not like that. I'm a people person. I couldn't handle it.
Hey, can we just have like a 3-month vacation?
Rid of them.
Don't check him. He's fine. He just doesn't like
He'd
to
be
talk.
Great with talking to cameras. He does it all the time, right? I
mean, okay, it's like call comes in from the satellite phone. It's Alec. It's like, did you shoot anything with that bow yet? I'm trying. Like,
you got to get it on camera, man. Come on.
I was trying.
It's like you see the helicopter take off from dropping him off. He makes the call. It's not even back to base yet.
Good. Dude, I'll never forget that. It was like
there's mosquitoes.
Two or three seasons ago, this guy, he was like a military, ex-military. And he was
like day two?
Day one. He was all like into this, into getting on the show. And he's like, yeah. I'm going to crush this competition.
And he heard a bear.
And he heard a bear in a distance.
Yeah. Abort.
He hit the button. He was out.
He got the hell out of there.
Like the hippie ladies stay forever.
Look at that cute bear.
Come here. You're so cute. Come on.
Every plant they find, they know what it does.
I know. Eat it. That's genius, dude.
That's so cool, though.
But I think if you're going to do a show like that, you have to be ready for a show like that, right? You got to practice with this bow and know what you're doing on top. I wonder how many arrows you get in like – the good news, you could probably salvage your arrows if you miss.
Sometimes.
If you don't smoke a tree directly. Maybe even if you smoke it, right?
Yeah, I'm not through watching it, but at one point, the guy was only – I think one of the guys was only down to like two arrows left or something like that.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
You're giving away information.
So. Yeah. Well, I didn't tell you
Spoiler
who.
Alert.
I didn't tell you who. I didn't tell you how far I'm in. So, you know.
Now I know somebody's going down two arrows.
In all reality, it sounds like about every single season I've watched.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. So. So tell us, what's your favorite part about this show?
Just the camaraderie. I mean, everybody out here is, I mean, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas. It's just a way, especially now that COVID, I'm going to say, is kind of behind us and we're getting back to a new normal. People are just so ready to get back to this.
Yeah.
Coming out here, shooting with friends, shooting with family, meeting new people. I mean, after the shoot's over at the end of the day, people are heading down and, you know, just catching up, telling stories. And that's really what it's all about. Doesn't matter if you're shooting a bear. Doesn't matter if you're shooting another bow brand. You're just talking to people that share the same passion to get out. And again, whether you're hunting or just out here to shoot 3D targets, everybody's having a blast.
Yeah, so we're sitting here, for those that are wondering what this looks like, we're up at, it's a ski hill. You know, in the wintertime, Boyne Mountain is a ski resort. In the summertime, you know, for this weekend, they transform it, turn on a lift. They take people up on the lift, and then there's a, you know, the courses, right, that come down the mountain. Is it like this at all of your other events? Are they all at ski resorts type, or are they different locations?
So they're at different locations. Most of them are at ski resorts.
Okay.
Texas was at Natural Bridges Caverns, which is kind of like, I think it's a state park. But they're all set up very similar, and the TAC team just does an incredible job of setting up the courses. This is their 9th year, I believe, and they've got it down to a science.
Very cool.
They've had record registration numbers this year, not too surprising, and it just continues to grow, and they continue to just outdo themselves year after year.
Awesome.
I have to admit, it's like literally walking into this, and I've never been to one of these. It was almost like a candy store in my mind for what we do, and like looking at all these bows
like,
going off constantly, all these different brand bows just firing. This is like one of the most amazing things I've seen in a long time. This is like really incredible.
And you got people going up the chairlift, heading to the courses. So I think they've got 5 courses this weekend, all ranging in levels of difficulty. It's a total social event, so they give you a scorecard, but you don't have to use it. So I think that's why it does so well, is you're just out here having fun.
You get any mulligans?
Well, that's the first question we ask people when they come by off the course, is how many arrows did you donate?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's fun, man. There's just so many people walking around. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love the fact people got their own little chairs with the arrow holders and stuff. This is cool. I feel like I'm at a golf event, but it's all archery. It's really neat.
Somebody drills a shot. You just give them a golf clap.
Oh, gosh.
It's interesting to look at the different bows, too. You know, a lot of guys, they have, like, some older ones. There's a lot of newer ones. There's a lot of stuff in the middle.
And it's cool. So we've got we've had our product development team pretty much at all the events. You know, we've got some product development team from Trophy Ridge, Bear. And that's why they love coming out here, is just seeing, you know, what's the hot thing? You know, what is everybody using on their bow? You know, what direction is the industry moving? And to see this many people shooting, it really gives you a strong idea of, you know, what people are liking. Obviously, everybody's a little bit different, but it just really gives you a good snapshot of, you know, what's hot this year.
Yeah.
Well, and you got a good range of people, too. I mean, there's young, old, middle-aged like myself. You got, you know, kids, women, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it gives you a good baseline, right, to see everybody and what they are doing. I think that's a great job. And
quite a few seniors.
Looking at Uncle
He's
Bob over
camera.
There. You know, I'm saying, is he snoring over there? Somebody wake him up. Uncle Bob, wake up.
just so we're all on the same page.
I'm going to pay for that.
Uncle Bob's the only guy to use the desire to shoot the wood behind the target and hit the wall. He lost 20 bucks. I shot that turkey right in the heart, and Bob hit the wall.
Oh, gosh. That's so funny. And well, let me give him credit, though. Uncle Bob is the only.
Yeah, he's got us. He's the only one.
Thank God Bob doesn't have a mic.
I was just
going
to say, Uncle
right
Bob's the only one man enough to actually do the course, too.
Yeah, he's the only one with the stones to actually get a shot.
He has been here the whole time.
I got to give it to him there.
He's telling us we're lame because we're all sitting in chairs. And
God.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Well, man, thanks for joining us. This is love this event. This is our first time. I've actually never been to one of these, and
I'll tell you what,
it's pretty cool.
That Bob Evans was amazing.
That was a good appetizer.
Tim gets his meal. It's this big.
I go,
what is
$10 for, like,
man.
What is this thing?
Like, when I see skillet, I mean, I want a skillet.
Come on,
literally
Northern Michigan.
This deep, right?
You got Petoskey and Boyne right here. There's so many great places.
Yeah,
up here.
We'll be heading up to Petoskey a little bit later today, so we're excited about that. But
and some great breweries, by the way.
Yes,
so.
Love it.
I think we should go to both. Noboom said there's another one. There was Petoskey and another
Beers.
Shorts. Beers? Is a long way from.
Oh,
Petoskey.
Shorts is a distance.
Yeah, they're opposite directions, so we'll have to pick our poison, if you will. But we'll It'll be fun, man.
Well, I'm glad that you guys made it out here. It's definitely worth, just for anybody listening, and if you're close to one of the future events, it's definitely worth coming out, whether you're shooting one of the courses or just checking it out. It's a good time guaranteed.
Absolutely.
So
man.
What can we expect? Whoa. Drop my phone there. What can we expect from Trophy Ridge this year? Is there something you're thinking that might be able to tell us that's coming, or is there stuff coming?
So
let's start with that.
There's always, like I said, there's the industry is constantly changing, and so we do have a few changes coming to the lineup. Obviously, last year we added, or this year I should say, we added the releases. So we're just going to continue to add and offer as broad of a product lineup to accommodate every shooting style and what everybody likes the most, but there'll be a few new additions this fall.
So another comment that came up yesterday in that show was someone said the legit is completely underrated. Do you agree with that?
100%. It is. It's the hottest selling bow this year, and it's the adjustability. It looks like a premium bow, but it's a tack driver. I've got one set up. I swapped some of the accessories, but it's so light, compact and nimble, and is fully capable of tackling anything that's out here and anything that I'm going to tackle in North America.
And what's the price point of that bow?
So it's $419, and it's a ready to hunt bow. Jeez. So it comes sight, stabilizer, rest, quiver, D-loop, and peep sight.
I mean, you can't beat that for the price. Holy cow. I mean, there's sights out there that cost that much, you know. That's pretty awesome to have that price point ready to hunt. So.
There's been a handful of them out here, and everybody just walks by and says, this is the best bow that I've picked up this year. And the cool thing is they can continue to shoot it for years to come. I mean, 10 pounds to 70 pounds and 14 inches to a 30-inch draw length is – anybody can shoot that bow.
Well, at that price point, too, it makes it affordable to almost anybody looking to get into
entry
bow
level,
hunting.
Too, yeah. Just to learn and see if you want to move up to a redemption-type bow, right? It gives you that first starting point to see if you want to go something different.
Yeah.
But it is a great shooting bow. It's interesting when you think of all the different options a consumer has and they walk into a store, right? And so it's like one of those things where you need to find that bow, like the legit, that's going to have that capability, that price point to get you into the sport. If that's, you know, the entry level, it's just perfect.
And if there's one thing that we've seen from COVID is there's so many people that are getting back into the sport, and then there's so many people that have never been a part of archery that are giving it a go. Yeah. And to have that price point covered with a bow that just gives them the best experience all around has really acted in our favor, and I think that's why a huge part of why it's doing so well.
I'm going to tell you guys the most underestimated product, in my opinion, out of your lineup.
I know what you're going to say.
I do, too.
The most underestimated product that I don't even see it on a lot of these bows. I'm looking around. I see it on one is the Whisker Biscuit. It's literally,
man.
I'm telling you.
You're right about that.
This product is literally all you ever will need for a rest. Like, everybody, you know, don't get me wrong. You guys sell dropways, too. Everybody does. But, like, it works so good, and it's so easy to set up, and it's flawless. Like,
so
literally.
I've always shot a biscuit growing up, and, I mean, I'm a big Midwest whitetail guy. I've always had a biscuit, and then we came out with the V-Biscuit. And that's what I'm rocking on my redemption over there, and it's awesome. I mean, it's reliable. I've never had any issues with it. And I mean, I recommend it to everybody that's getting into the sport, or, you know, people that have been leery about using a biscuit. Yeah. Give it a go.
No, I hear that all the time. You got $200 bow. What do you got that on there for?
It's almost fail-proof,
because
right?
It don't fail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Plus, if you have an issue in the field, it can be easy to replace. There was a time
I used to go to the store and buy one once a year.
His dropaway.
One year, your dropaway.
Season, it'd loosen up, and I couldn't.
His dropaway broke. He went to the store and bought a Whisker Biscuit and put it on, sighted it in, and he was hunting that night. I mean, it's a huge difference.
Now, let's be honest.
Now I keep one in the bag.
Even if his dropaway was working, he wouldn't have shot anything anyway. But still, it's the point.
Here we go.
But we've got a box of Whisker Biscuits here just in case. We've had a few people that have had some technical difficulties out on the course, and it saves them from, you know, scrapping the rest of the weekend. They can throw it on their bow, plug a few arrows at the practice range here, and they're ready to hit the course again.
How easy is
genius.
That? Genius. For sure. I know we love them.
You guys should create that. The Whisker Biscuit Station. Come fix your bow here. This is a big arrow. Rental fees. $5 an hour or something like that. You guys could be millionaires. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's literally, to me, the most underestimated product. And I know a lot of people use them, and a lot of people still use them to this day. And I know people like the flashiness of dropaways, and for some reason, the price point. Sometimes people just want to spend more money. It's strange to me sometimes, but they might think it's better or something like that. I don't know mentally what they're thinking, but I could tell you what does a Whisker Biscuit start at price point wise?
$24.
Yeah.
So for the most ridiculous. Basic, and then it goes all the way up to about $90.
And that's what micro
for
tuning
and windage and elevation. And so, I mean, you've really got everything for every price point. And then the other big thing that's been popular, that's been great for Trophy Ridge out here, is allowing people to see how React technology works with the sights. So a lot of people don't understand it, and it's simply the easiest and most efficient way to get dialed in. We've got a complete suite of React sights, so it all depends on, you know, what your arrow speed is, but all you have to do is sight in the 20 and 30 yard pin, and then you're ready to rock from 50 to 100 yards with all your other pins.
Wow. Yeah, you know, that's a question we get all the time is like, you know, what do I go for a 5-pin? Do I go for a 3-pin? What, you know, what do I go for setup wise? What do you guys see as your most popular?
So the Trio Pro, which is a 3-pin sight, it's got two fixed pins. So for your Midwest guys, you got your 20 and 30 that are fixed, and then it's got a floating. So that's the Alpha that he's got there. Let's see what he's bringing over. So that's just a fixed 7. So basic sight. He's grabbing some others here.
He's just moving everything around.
I'm just trying to see it. This one, right?
I had those in a particular order, but it's
okay. Just ruined the whole show.
Just moving everything over.
So this is the Trio Pro here. So you got your two fixed pin up top, and then the bottom's a floater. So that's your React technology. So you can really get it dialed in all the way up to 100 yards, and that's all based here. So you got 20, 30, and then 40, 50, 60, 70, and so on.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
It gives you the best of both worlds. Out here, the most popular has been our single pin, which is, again, just it allows you to go out to 100 yards, but sight in the first two, and then you're set.
So right there, that one there, if I sight in 20, 30, the rest of those will work?
Yep.
Wow, that's
pretty
cool.
Awesome.
Yep. So it's a sweet setup, and honestly, the most efficient setup out of any other sight out here.
And how does this one work?
So that's the Alpha. So you got your pins, or you know, you'd have your sight tape, and then it's React technology. So you got 20, 30, and then you just use this dial here, and you're good to go out to any of those other distances beyond
nice.
That.
Nice. I like the small housing. It looks good. Do you have these in some sort of order?
I think you're going to be missing one by the time
you break it,
over.
You buy it.
Do I get the stand with it?
That
I was telling him
cool
I want
stand.
One of those stands.
No, that
I
is.
Said, that's
I love
good
that.
For
that's
the show.
Cool.
You can put different sights.
What did you think about the grip, Dave?
I love the grip. Yeah.
I'm going to come back, and the sight and the V-Biscuit are going to be sitting on the table, but the optics stand is going to be gone.
Sticking out of the bag, the little white thing.
You're going to be like, what happened to all the grips on these things? All the screws are missing and everything.
Did you take one of those stands? I know we talked about it, bro, but
was really joking about it, man.
Yeah, no. I was walking through Sportsman Warehouse, and they had similar ones, but they were, like, clear on the bottom and, like, acrylic holding it.
The stands?
So I sent him a picture of it, and I said, dude, can I get one of these things? Where are these? He goes, dude. He's like, that's, like, some sort of custom one-off from, like, an ATA show or some shit.
Well, we use them at ATA because you can pick them up. You can look through the site without having a complete bow set up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just super efficient.
I mean, do you guys make these things yourself? Like a lot?
Somebody does.
No. Well, I mean, get just your saw. We could probably make one, too.
I'm pretty sure they're capable of it, right?
Just make sure 2022 Bowhunter Planet white holder.
Actually, you know what? We should look at doing something like that for our Golden Arrow Awards.
I love it,
that'd
yeah.
Be pretty
but it'd
cool.
Be too expensive. I don't know how we would do it. That you'd have to have someone create and then paint it gold.
You got any leftover bows we can chop up?
We got paid for them. It's gonna be like buying like a bow. I mean, that's basically taking a bow and cutting it in half.
Oh, that's great.
That's
man.
No joke. Right
we might
there.
Be upgrading though this year for ATA. So if we get a couple laying around, yeah.
There we go.
Send a bill to Jamie. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I got a card. Don't worry.
So let's talk about Cajun a little bit. We didn't talk about Cajun yet. This is probably around the time people are going and starting to get bow fishing.
Smack dab in the middle of the season right
so
now.
So I guess what's going on with Cajun? What do you guys got going on with that?
So this year we added the Sucker Punch Junior. We added a few new finishes on the bows, and we can't build Cajun gear fast enough. I mean, as soon as it hits stock, it's out within a week. But the Sucker Punch Junior has been really hot. It's a light, nimble bow. Guys are loving it just because it's still got enough punch to go after anything that you're going to tackle up here. And then we added the American flag Patriot finish, which has gone over really well on all the bows. But bow fishing is a very quickly growing industry right now. It adds to kind of that, you know, you can hunt more than one season.
Absolutely.
And if you guys have ever been out, if you haven't been out, you guys got to come down and fish with us. But it's such a it's a social sport. I mean, you don't have to be quiet. You're out on the boat having fun, and it's when you get a fish on the line, it's nothing. It's
like, yeah, they got a big one up in Michigan in the Caseville area. You're there many years. It just went off, I think, last weekend or the weekend before
that.
Great Lakes
Bow Fishing Championship.
And it's an amazing – they do a shotgun start, you know, so everybody comes in together in the morning, do a shotgun start, and, man, the amount of fish that they bring in is absolutely crazy.
So Cajun's actually got a huge bow fishing tournament. This will be the seventh year that we've had it. It's the
Cajun. Dang, you got your own? Yeah. Awesome. I didn't even know that. Yep. That's awesome.
Cajun 8, it's in August. I think it's the weekend of the 14th and 15th this year, but – we're actually turning it into an archery festival, so we'll have bear bows
cool.
out
Dang.
There, novelty shots. But,
that's cool.
I mean, it's a huge hit. First place payout, I was $10,000.
Wow.
But we've got 100 teams, so it's limited to the first 100 teams that register. But it's always a good time. And anybody that's in, I mean, we get teams from Texas, New Mexico that all come in for this event every year.
Where is it? Where do you guys?
So it's in Evansville.
Okay.
So, or that's the launch point, I should say. So you can fish any public waters. But you just got to be back. So it starts Saturday. You got to be back at 7 a.m. Sunday at the very latest. So you can go and fish anywhere you want so long as you're back by 7 a.m.
How cool.
That is really cool. And how many people show up for something like that? A lot?
So teams are limited to 4 people at a max and first 100 teams.
Wow. You got a lot of work to do. That's a lot of work.
My plate's
putting
full.
putting on a show and then traveling to shows. That's crazy, man.
Yep.
That's legit. I could tell you that just from the shows we attend, like the Woods and Water Outdoor Weekend and stuff like this, you could see how much goes into all these things. It's insane. Yeah.
But it's fun. And I mean, working with great people, so that makes it worth it.
Yeah, that's really cool. The Cajun thing, man, the shirts and stuff that you guys have for that are so
it's
cool.
It's pretty cool looking.
I can't imagine you keep those in stock. They're so cool looking.
No,
nope,
we've got
there.
New jerseys coming. We just ordered them, but I'll send a few your way.
Do you have a Cajun boat?
We do.
It's
a tank for a bow fishing boat.
Speaking of Cajun, though, how did this brand come in? Did you guys acquire it at some point? Did you guys make it? What happened?
Yep. So we acquired it, and we've grown it since, and it's done really well for us. It was I want to say it was acquired about 6 or 7 years ago, it's been great for us. And again, with having the rep of producing the bear bows, we've kind of carried that same technology and manufacturing process into the Cajun bows, and they're some of the best performing bow fishing bows on the market right now.
And Cajun does not, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like in the bow fishing segment, Cajun's like one of the largest, and there's not many others that are like just specifically, like a lot of companies have a bow fishing rig, but Cajun's like a big bow fishing brand, and I believe there's only one more that I can think of that I'm even aware of.
Yep.
I always thought, like, oh, there's only two real big ones in that industry. But
yep, so there's a handful of players in the market right now. Cajun is one of the most predominant, and we've got that history of, you know, Fred Bear to kind of play off
it. Absolutely.
And the success in those bows. So.
And that Sucker Punch Junior, is that for still adults?
Yep, so it's absolutely for adults, and our pro staff team, actually the majority of them ordered the junior just to get, since it was the latest
smaller
and greatest.
Too, yeah.
But they love just how light and nimble it is, but it still packs a punch.
That's exciting. Yeah. Have you ever done bow fishing, Opa?
No, we need to.
It's fun, man.
If it's in Indiana, we might as well ask Isaac to get it rolling.
Yeah, come on down. The Cajun boat, literally.
When is this? When does this go down?
The Cajun 8? August 14th and
15th. Oh, and another thing to our plate?
No doubt.
Yeah.
We were talking this morning
about the weekends coming up, and it is it's a busy year this year, for sure.
Yeah.
We committed to so many events this year thinking that some of them might get canceled, and only two have been canceled.
Yeah.
So now everybody's like, all hands on deck.
Yeah. We're kind of stuck in that same boat right now for really the September time. September is shaping up to be a crazy busy.
Yeah, there's some changes that happened there that we weren't aware of. That a show that we normally go to, now there's like the kids' hunting weekends the same weekend, and we're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do here? You know, this is not good.
Potential bear opener, too.
Bear hunting. I went in for my license this year, so we'll see. I don't know. There's a lot going on to think about, but that's in September.
Yeah.
Can't think that far.
You got to remember, it's already the middle of June. I don't even know what happened in the last 6 months. So.
I know. This year's flying by. It's crazy.
It is. It is.
I know. Can you imagine we'll be back in Christmas here soon?
Whoa.
So what's tell us about the crossbow portion of the business. What's going on with that? You guys been working on that? Or
yeah.
How's that going
so,
for you?
Inventory, just like everybody else in the industry right now, is we're really struggling to keep up with inventory. But we've got the Impact, which is our new flagship with Bear X this year. Really excited to get that in the hands of you guys. And then we've got Constrictor still, Intense, and then we added the Saga 420, the Conflict, and then the Trek as well. So really covering every single price point. But we'll get each of those new models into your hand here pretty soon, so everybody
exciting.
Can learn a little bit more about them.
Love it.
Yeah, Tim's a big crossbow guy. He's kind of
that's pretty much all I do.
Actually,
no, that's not true. I just don't do it often. I'm just I love crossbows, man. That's my jam. You know,
yeah.
That's a part of the industry where it's just, you know, they're getting so the technology is getting advanced.
Yeah, it is. And well, I think it helps. You know, obviously where we hunt, because Michigan doesn't treat crossbows differently than they treat compounds from like a hunting perspective. So
yep.
I know other states do it differently.
Yep.
They have a different season. They include it in, you know, different, you know, time frames. I've just always kind of been more towards the compound thing. Just I love it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fun. But I got to do – I do have to say, I think I got to get into to traditional.
Oh.
Yeah,
I think
traditional
we need to doing that.
We'll go shoot after we're done here, and it's – I see more people get the bug after shooting a traditional bow once, where it's like my aunt and uncle are standing over here, and I had them down in Evansville a few weeks ago, and we were shooting, and they're both like – oh, how do you know which one's the right one? Or, you know, which one should we get? And they've got the bug bad.
I love it.
It's very addicting.
I can't wait. I'm just watching everybody shooting all these bows,
yeah.
Man. It's absolutely awesome.
And it's like this. So, like, you see a wave in the morning when people are getting ready to go out, and then this is kind of the lull, even though there's still quite a few people out here. And then this afternoon, it'll get crazy again. And with it being Saturday, we've these novelty shots. So they've got an iron rhino out there, too. And it'll sound like bing, 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 bing. People just blowing up arrows left and right trying to hit that shot. But it's there's a lot of cool prizes that can be won. So you got the caribou. The bedded elk is for a quiet cat bike. You've got our bear shoot. The iron rhinos for a kifaru bundle. So, I mean, there's so much opportunity and so many ways to have fun out here that, I mean, it's worth the trip.
So on the opposite side of fun, have there been any big mishaps?
So last weekend in Pennsylvania, we had a guy – older gentleman that had went out and shot a course, and one of his arrows, he had missed the target, and I don't know if it hit a tree or rock or something, but he didn't flex test it, and he went and shot it again and splintered.
Ooh, yeah.
And tore up his arm a little bit. But otherwise, I mean, there hasn't been, you know, knock on wood, they run such a tight ship up here that
yeah.
And everybody's so courteous and aware of other shooters that there haven't been any big mishaps.
That's good. I know we've been ATA many times, and I tell you, watching some of the dealers shoot some of the bows that they're practicing with over there, there was this one, he pulled it back, wasn't looking at all. The arrow came off the rest, and he released it. That arrow, not only did it smack him in his arm, the arrow shot sideways about 20 yards.
Ouch.
It's
yeah.
Absolutely crazy. So, I mean... No joke, this is something serious. You know, what I love to see is everybody having fun, and you guys take it seriously, because these are mm-hmm. weapons. I mean, no doubt about it. So,
I mean, I've never really – once in a while, I've heard of the splinting thing where it kind of snaps in the middle. I haven't really seen it very often, though. I think most people don't have that issue, or if they hit something hard with the arrow, they don't reuse it. At least I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, I know one time I was at a pro shop, and the guy was like – I don't know what he was thinking. Took a bow off the shelf, drew it, and then he tried firing and it exploded everywhere. Oh, man. I was like, dude, and the pro shop owner was talking to me. He ran over there, and he couldn't yell at the guy because the guy was bleeding. Now he's got a liability
issue. Yeah.
But, you know, wanted to yell at him because, like, what are you doing? It says don't dry, don't
pull. Well, now they're all zip tied.
Now they zip tie him, which I don't blame him. I would, too. People don't think about it. They just walk in and pull him, and, you know, they don't even think twice, and...
This looks cool.
Yeah.
Wow, look at this redemption.
I was in the store. It happened once, and it was an expensive bow. And all I heard was thwack. I'm like, oh, man, uh-oh. Someone dry fired. And I peeked around the corner. It was my neighbor that did it.
No.
Oh, no.
You tell me.
No.
Do you guys now, as far as like that kind of stuff goes for testing, what kind of stuff does Bear do with that? Do you guys test like you? I don't think you try dry fire test, right? Or do you?
Nope. So we don't. I mean,
you just put like light arrow or
something? Dry fire every bow just to see how it reacts.
Yeah.
But we've got so much equipment that does, you know, it'll put 20,000 shots through every new bow that we're looking to bring to market to see, you know, how everything's, all the mechanical parts are holding up. And so it goes through a very rigorous test process before we introduce something to the market.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is.
That's, well, those tests like run throughout the nights and stuff, right? They just go on.
Yeah, it
just
keeps running.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
You guys want one of those?
Let's get one of those.
Yeah, in-house.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yep. Can we get one of those guys? Let's order one of those things. Are they all custom made? You guys buy them from somewhere?
What? Hold on.
That'd be
we
sweet.
We don't need somebody to test. We have Uncle Bob.
Just sit there. And just
Bear Archery says 20,000 shots. BHP Tesla says 21,000 until it blows up. Or goes forever. One of the two.
Man, that's great.
Now, as far as limbs go, you guys kind of have two different varieties of limbs that you see on the bows. You have some that start narrow and then twist and get fat.
Yep.
You have other ones that go fat the whole way, flat, I would say. Mm-hmm. So what's the thought behind that, having those two different options or styles?
One is our design, and then the other one's an industry design. And it's really just dependent on the bow itself. You know, some bows, what we're going for, fit better with the we refer to it as the muscle limb, which is skinny to wider. They just work better. I mean, some of our hottest selling bows, the Species, the Legit, they all have that muscle limb. And then for the higher end bows or our Legend series, a lot of our Legend series, they have that just thick band style limb or the Gordon style limb. And it's really up to product development and engineering on what makes the most sense for what we're looking to bring to the market.
It seems the muscle limb has a more narrow pocket than if I was to put it up against anybody with the wide fat limb the whole way.
Yep. So it's
so
very,
it changes it slightly,
forgiving, and it's worked really well on all the bows that we're using it on right now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's one thing I always say, like, because Bear's one of the only people that have that, or maybe the only person that has that type of limb style that goes that different direction.
Yep.
But it is also interesting you guys have two different options. That's why I brought it up. You know, a lot of times you just see one. You never see two different, you know.
Yep, and we'll continue with that this year, and we'll have another wide array of some that use the muscle limb and some that use the Gordon limb.
So will you guys continue to have a dual cam bows and a single cam bow? So two different varieties. Now, what do you guys feel is the difference between that? Why would one person want a, you know, one cam compared to two cams? Or?
It's all personal preference. Like, single cam is obviously much smoother, but it doesn't have quite the performance that a hybrid cam packs. So, but it's what people feel. That's what we just tell people: go in and shoot the bows. Because I can tell you what I like, but you might not like the same thing. But so it's really just based on personal preference, and if you're going for performance, you might want to look at the hybrid cams or our EKO cam, or you might want to just look at a single cam.
I don't know. Just going by numbers, I feel like Bear's the only one who has a single cam anymore. I don't think I feel like anybody else has that.
I think that's a
pretty close statement,
that's
right?
An accurate statement.
I think so too, because I feel like everything's gone dual. I don't know. Opum's thinker.
Sure.
I don't think I can think of another brand that has it at this point. There's bands that have had it, but I don't think have it anymore. But that's cool, though. I don't know. I've always felt like the dual cam had more punch power, and that's why I've always been with it. But I also love smooth. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. And I love a good grip.
The Whitetail Legend this year is – the Whitetail Legend, which is a single cam bow that we introduced this year, is – I love it. I mean, I can't say enough good things about it. I've got one of those bows set up, too, and this fall is going to be real interesting to see which one I'm going to pull from my closet.
Right.
So.
Always is.
You ever walk out there with two?
Sometimes. So last fall when everything was new and I was just drooling over everything, the Whitetail Legend and Redemption are the ones that I gravitate to.
Love it.
You guys must get a lot of divergent shooters, too, though, because it's like that smaller –
yeah, the shorter axle to axle.
People love that bow. That bow did so well over the years. And what's the latest Divergent? Is it just called the Divergent still?
So there was the Divergent, and then there's the Divergent EKO right now. So we added the EKO cam system to it.
Yeah, that's cool. And what's that axle to axle for that bow? Is that 30?
The EKO is 31.
31, nice. Yep. That's such a good small pack. It feels like a very small package. Love that bow. Great shooting bow. Yeah. Anyways, well – I don't know. Anything else, guys? Are we forgetting anything?
No. I'm just watching the view. I know. This is, I mean, honestly, I could sit here all day doing this. So.
It's kind of relaxing. If I had a beer, I'd be in really good shape right now.
Hey, yeah, man, beer, now you're talking my language.
Beer and beer and bows, though. You know, you gotta be careful with that one. But we're looking forward to that later today, for sure.
Yeah.
I love it. Just having this truck behind us, this Bear Archer truck behind us, is so sweet. People just
do you have anybody try and climb up in that tank? Yeah.
So we've had a few people, which I'm surprised that they left the ladder out because
I was just thinking it's pretty tempting.
Climb up there. Might be a little warm up there, but
you gotta admit though, that Fredbear camo.
It's sick, yeah.
Love that truck.
Love the old school.
It looks so sick.
Well, it's funny because we had once we decided we were gonna go that route this year with TAC, that's the first thing that popped into mind. Like, what an opportunity to show off Fredbear camo. And we had mixed feelings, like, oh, it could look good, it could look bad, and then they got done wrapping it.
Dude, it looks absolutely.
Like, I want one
I think
so
I should
bad.
Wrap my truck.
I feel
truck
like
in
you
that.
Could. You own your truck. Just call Alec. Ask him where to go. Yeah. Ask for the license fee.
I can take care of you. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean.
Dude, that looks so sick. It looks sick.
So, yeah, you got Lightner Designs as the rack on the back, Mountain Hatch, Free Spirit Recreations, the tent up top, Anthem Wheels. Firestone tires against the Chevrolet Trail Boss, but they really did a knockout job. Oh, and then it's got this really cool Retrax Pro tonneau cover over the bed. It's electric.
Ooh. You so got you a tonneau cover on that with that rack and everything?
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
It's electric. You just hit the button on the key fob and it slides open.
That's
so
crazy.
Lazy man's sick. Cover.
I like
it's
it.
My
I
kind
like
of cover.
It, yeah.
That is sick.
Yep. So you're going to let us drive it or what?
Maybe.
I bet I can get it up that hill.
Yeah, we were talking on the way.
Hey, that's not yours. Someone's going to win that.
I know some good off-road trails around here, man. There's some good seasonal roads up and around this country. So.
Well, there's a perfect two-track over here.
There you go.
Yeah, there's the Iron Rhino. There goes $20 arrow.
Yeah. See ya.
All right,
cool,
Alec.
Man.
Thanks
cool.
a lot, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
I think sit here, enjoy the view, try to find some water, and we'll be good to go.
Till next time.
See you guys. Thanks for listening.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.